I call this Days of Destiny. I don't ever name these things, but that's what I'm going to call it this morning. Lord Jesus, let's pray. Let's go to God right now. Let's go after God right now with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength right now. Jesus, gee, if you got a prayer language, use it. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. God, listen, God has not given you a spirit of timidity. We always say fear, but the Bible says in King James, it said he has not given us a spirit of timidity. What's timid?
Oh, I really don't want to offend anybody.
We are not timid. We are mighty warriors for Jesus. Right, brother? We're mighty warriors for Jesus. No matter how shy and pulled back you are a mighty warrior for Jesus. So let's act like it right now. God, in Jesus' name, I need food. I need strengthening. God, I need my spirit man to rise up. In Jesus' name, God, I need food. I need manna, Lord. God, feed me through this politically incorrect, not well-educated pastor who wants to see the kingdom of God come to this region, God. Lord, fill my mouth with your words, God. Fill my mouth with things that will fill and deliver and free, God, in Jesus' name. We only want to hear from you, God. We only want to hear from you, God. It don't matter what my opinion is. It don't matter what your opinion is. It's what is the opinion of the Lord, because it's always right. It's always correct. It never changes. It never wavers. Praise God. Hold your hands up if you're glad for a God that doesn't waver between two opinions. You may not like what he says. You may not like his commands, but you can always depend on them because they're always there. They're always fresh. They're always strong. They're always good. They never, ever, 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 ever waver. So what was he saying about the people one time? He says, how long? Was that Elijah? Elijah called. Oh, yeah. Who's God? He said, who is the Lord God Almighty, right? And the people go, they wouldn't even say. They maybe shrugged their shoulders. It don't say that, but I kind of, I don't know. Just kind of waiting to see who wins. You ever known anybody in sports and basketball tournaments and World Series and whatever races, and they'll go, who are you for? Well, they'll kind of wait till the one that wins. That's who I'm for, the one that wins. Well, y'all are for the one that wins, but sometimes it don't look like the kingdom of God's winning, right? Sometimes it's like, I don't know about this. I don't know if I'm going to stand on that word because I'm not real, real sure. But Elijah said, how long will you waver between two opinions? If Baal is God, if Satan is God, if demons are God, if Buddha is God, if Allah is God, bow to Allah. Bow to the devil. But if the Lord, he is God. So that's what he's saying. Don't waver. Don't waver. Make up your mind who you're going to serve, right? Make up your mind who you're going to serve. He didn't say who you're going to believe in. He said who you're going to serve. Praise the Lord. Come on, man. That's good news. God's not wavering today. Are you?
You're going to have to serve somebody. Serve somebody. It may be the devil and it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. Serve somebody.
I know who was that. I know it wasn't a very good imitation. That's Bob Dylan. Oh, yes. That was Bob Dylan. Powerful, mighty song. Listen to it sometime. Pull up the lyrics. You're going to have to serve somebody. You know, one time he turned his life over to Jesus. You can listen to those three albums, and they are full of the Word of God. This boy had been plowing into the Word of God, but he allowed the world back in, and he got choked out, and he became unfruitful. But he was a real deal. So you do have to serve somebody. No mistake about that. And I know y'all know that. I know you're serving Jesus, but we need to serve him better, don't we? We need to serve him stronger because he loves us. And he has a destiny for us, don't he? Amos 3. I did have an Amos verse. Amos 3, verse 6. If a trumpet is blown in a city, will not the people be afraid? If there is a calamity in a city, will not the Lord have done it? Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. Any modern day prophets you hear raising up right now? Do y'all listen to anybody prophetic? Do you listen to watch anything on YouTube that's prophetic? Perry Stone? Yeah. Franklin Graham. Yeah, he's a voice crying in the wilderness right now. Billy Graham's son. Jonathan Cahn. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You need to pull up a few of those YouTubes. This boy, somehow he has got the favor to stand up on Capitol Hill and speak to Congress. I mean, I saw one the other day, and this guy was just nailing it. So there's a lot of voices crying right now. And there was a lot of voices crying back in Israel too. Every time before Israel was judged, there was voices crying in the wilderness. But most of the voices were crying, most of the prophetic voices were crying peace and safety, and everything continues as it was, and everything's going to be okay, and we're going to prosper. But there was just a few that were crying out in the wilderness. Just a few. Go to Jeremiah. How many of y'all know Jeremiah was a mighty prophetic voice crying in the wilderness, wasn't he? Jeremiah 1, verse 4. Y'all got that? Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. What? Set you apart and made you holy. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am a youth, for you will go out to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their what? Faces. For I am with you to what? Deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and he said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. Go to Jeremiah 2, verse 1. And I don't despise the youth, because I tell you what, the youth are a mighty weapon. The youth are a mighty weapon in God's hand. And I looked at the youth group the other night, and we built a fire. We had a nice little bonfire out there, and we had worship and everything. I looked around. Their hearts are to serve God. Their hearts are to have to go after Jesus with all their heart. Although they've got things in their way, they got peer pressure, they got all the stuff you got, but multiply it, but they're still standing strong in the Lord, and it's their heart to be pure for the Lord. Isn't it great to have some teenagers like that? Rah! I said, isn't it great to have some teenagers like that? Was you like that, Amy, when you were? No, I wasn't. How many of y'all was like that when you was a teenager? I was like, whoa, on fire for God. That's the most important thing. How many? Well, I wish I could hold my hand. Oh, praise God. Jamie was and still is. Praise the Lord. He was. He did come in early. So that's a good thing. If you didn't know, there's no condemnation. But to be a warrior from your youth, David was like that. He was a warrior from his youth, wasn't he? He did waver once when he got older, but he came back strong. So the word of the Lord from Jeremiah. Mine says, the heading over it says, God's case against Israel. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, go and cry in the hearing of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord, I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal, when you went after me in the wilderness, in a land not sown. Israel was holiness to the Lord, the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him will offend. Disaster will come upon them, says the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, what injustice have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me? They have followed idols. They have become idolaters. I want you to look at the first part of this for just a second. I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal, when you went after me in the wilderness in a land not sown. Israel wandered around looking for a homeland. They were looking for a place to sit. They were looking for a land flowing with milk and honey, weren't they? Of course, by their disobedience, they wandered, and it took a lot longer than it should have. But they found a place. God gave them a place. It met all of their needs. Everything they needed was met. Look at America. There was people persecuted for religious freedom. Did y'all know that? They don't teach that in school anymore. They came to America and they came looking for one thing, the right, the ability to worship Jesus. Would y'all agree with that? They were pilgrims. And they were searching after a place where they could be left to do worship their God, Yahweh, Jehovah, Jesus Christ is Lord, risen, Savior, praise God. They weren't Buddhists. They weren't Muslims. They were Christians. I'm not saying you don't have the right to worship whatever you want. You can worship a beanstalk or something. But this country was brought in and prospered because people loved Jesus. The laws and everything was written as precepts from the Bible. So, I compare America a lot to when Israel was born. Because those people were walking around in the wilderness for a long time looking for a place where they could call their homeland. So they found it in America, praise God. So God blessed America. Wouldn't you say America's one of the greatest blessed nations on earth? And praise God, I got a message from Aaron the other night. I didn't get to talk to him. He left me a message all the way from in the desert somewhere. And he's doing well, and I loved hearing his voice. You tell him we miss him, and I'm sorry I didn't get to talk to him. But he's over there protecting our right to be who we are. So thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Aaron Flores. Thank you, Amy, and the whole family, because you're all serving. But like I say, America is one of the most blessed nations. We have been financially blessed above all nations in history. We have been spiritually blessed in all nations in history. We have sent out missionaries to the entire world. God has used America mightily. Praise God. Israel, at one time, it said silver was so plentiful that they threw it away. It was like junk. They had tons and tons and tons of gold just in utensils and in their worship center. So they were blessed above all people, financially, spiritually. verse 4, 5. What injustice have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me? They have followed idols, they have become idolaters. Neither did they say, where is the Lord? Who brought us up out of the land of Egypt? Who led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and pits, through a land of drought and the shadow of death, through a land that no one crossed and where no one dwelt? I brought you into a bountiful country to eat its fruit and its goodness. But when you entered, you defiled my land, and you made my heritage an abomination. The priests did not say, where is the Lord? And those who handled the law did not know me. The rulers also transgressed against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. Therefore, I will yet bring charges against you, says the Lord, and against your children's children I will bring charges. Verse 11, has a nation changed its gods, which are not gods at all, but my people have changed their glory, capital G, for what does not profit? Be astonished, O heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be very desolate, says the Lord, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Go to Lamentations. And if you read Jeremiah, the whole book is warnings of coming judgment. Warnings of coming judgments. Lamentations 4, verse 4. This is the fulfillment of this judgment in Lamentation. What does lamentation mean? It means crying and weeping and wailing. The tongue of the infant clings to the roof of its mouth for thirst. The young children ask for bread, but no one breaks it for them. Those who ate delicacies are desolate in the streets. Those who were brought up in scarlet embrace ash heaps. The punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom, which was overthrown in a moment with no hand to help her. Her Nazarites were brighter than snow and whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies, like sapphire in their appearance. Now their appearance is blacker than soot. They go unrecognized in the streets. Their skin clings to their bones. It has become as a dry wood. Those slain by the sword are better off than those who die of hunger, for these pine away, stricken for lack of the fruits of the field. The hands of the compassionate women have cooked their own children. They became food for them in the destruction of the daughter of my people. The Lord has fulfilled his fury. He has poured out his fierce anger. He kindled a fire in Zion. It has devoured its very foundations. The kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy could enter the gates of Jerusalem. Because of the sins of her prophets and the iniquity of her priests, who shed in her midst the blood of the just. So I know that's a real uplifting word for you this morning. It started out with, God never does anything. God never judges a nation or a people unless he warns them through his friends, the prophets. And there's warning after warning after warning after warning going up. The blood of 60 million aborted babies, the blood of 60 million babies is going up to heaven, going up to heaven, going up to heaven, going up to heaven. If you notice, there's a wall in there when you come in. And it's a wall to honor, well, really more to honor the babies that have been slain, because they're in glory, they're in heaven. They don't need our honor, but it's more of a healing wall. it's more of a place of repentance where mothers and fathers and would-be mothers and fathers, praise God, he wants to pour out his forgiveness, and he wants to take away the reproach. He wants to, and he does. As soon as we ask him, he does. But sometimes a physical thing is good to have. And I know in the beginning, I don't know why I'm getting off on, you need to know this, but he said it's time to put that cross behind that wall. And I always envisioned a cross probably that thick and that wide and about 12 to 14 feet high. And it will have, what'll happen is people that have had miscarriages or they have lost babies some other way or they have had an abortion, they're going to be able to make a tag, a brass tag, and they can put the baby's name on it and the date or whatever, and they can nail it to the, screw it to that cross, and there'll be forgiveness, there'll be release, I believe, when you do that. I believe there'll be great release. So that's something that's going to happen very quickly. It's time to do it, and it won't take long. So be ready to join in on that, men and women. We're going to build a memorial wall. God will be well pleased with that. But there was warning after warning after warning. In Lamentations 1:9, where we started, I'm going to read this out of three versions. The reason, there's many reasons this happens. It's complacency. It's, if you look at the history of Israel, it's just like the history of America. I mean, it's almost like looking at in a mirror. But Israel is in bondage. Israel is in bondage to Egypt, right? And the Bible says they cried out, and they cried out, and they cried out, and they were in bondage to this evil empire for like 400 years. But they cried out, and they cried out, and they cried out, and the Lord heard their cries. And the Lord sent a deliverer. Amen? The Lord sent Moses to deliver them, right? And what happened? The king says, abort them, all the babies, two and under. Murder them. Take them out. Take off their heads. But this baby was hid. This baby was in an ark. This baby, and an ark to me always symbolizes Noah's ark. It's to save. So this baby was put in an ark, praise God, and it was drawn out of the water, and it was raised up by Pharaoh's own daughter, and it was nursed by its own mama, and just all these miraculous things happened, right? And so there was a deliverer sent. So Israel, they're delivered. God parts the Red Sea. God does all these wonderful, sent all these plagues to make the Egyptians let them go, right? And so they get out there, praise God, and they're free, they're free, they're free, they're free, they're free, they're free. And what happens? They start getting thirsty. Has God sent us out in this desert to die of thirst? Water from a rock. Water from the rock. Where do we get our water? Where do we get our spiritual water? From the rock. From the rock. From the rock called the Lord Jesus Christ, right? So they're out there in the wilderness, and they get their water. They're happy again for a little bit. Then it's like, we are so tired of eating this stinking manna. It rains from heaven every day to feed them. We're sick of this manna. We want meat! So God, in his mercy and judgment, sends meat. Said the quails flew in, and they had more. Have y'all ever ate quail? Ooh, that's good. They had so many quails that they choked on them and got sick. And God had to send a plague to remind them who God was. They repented. They went on. You know, God, Moses got the Ten Commandments while he was up on the mountain hearing from the word of the Lord for a few days. God has departed from us. Moses has departed from us. What are we going to do? I know. Let's build an idol. Let's build a calf that looks like our God, a golden calf. So they worshiped, you know, and then God judged them. They came back. And if you look at Israel, it's like bondage, freedom, prosperity, defeat, bondage, freedom, prosperity, bondage, freedom, and it follows a circle. and blessings seem to take people away from God. Not the godly, but the people start taking for granted that that's just the way it is. God had nothing to do with our prosperity and blessings, but God has everything to do with our prosperity and blessings. And when the hand of God is removed from a nation, quickly, Lamentations 1:9. I want you to get this because this was the whole point of all this. And I hope you've got something from this. And not depression. I don't want you to have depression because God is able to deliver His people. God will take care of His people. He makes it to rain on the just and the unjust, but God will protect His people. You know what you need to start storing up? Water, food, guns. No, you need to start storing up prayer. You need to start fasting and storing up the presence and the power of God. So when that day comes, Jenny, you can go, oh, we've only got a couple of pieces of bread and some salami. Set it on the table and pray for it. I don't believe that could happen. Oh, you are weak, weak, weak. God does the same. When it's necessary, God will do it. He won't do it to show off for you, but He'll do it to protect His people. Praise God. I want you to know you need to store up your treasures in heaven right now. You can't be storing up your treasures on earthly things. That's why I believe so many. Amy, I know a lot of y'all are studying the power of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That's the only thing that's going to get us through when times get bad is the gift of the Holy Spirit. The presence of the Holy Spirit. It's like you guys operate, we all operate in prayer. We can all prophesy. Some more than others. Praise God. You pray for more of that. But you know, God, He's given some of y'all discernment of spirits. That's because when you're camping out, hanging out with your family, taking care of your family, the Holy Spirit will go, hey, let that person in. They're okay. They're good. They're here to bless you. That's an angel of the Lord. Then another one comes up the driveway. It's like, wipe the dust off your feet and go on. That person means you harm. I mean, that's even more powerful than the spying that the government can do through your cell phone or the internet. And I'm not into conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories are into us. I mean, that's where we're at, man. It's mark time, man. It's take the 666 time. We're right there, guys. We are right there in Bible prophecy. Oh, that's too radical, Pastor. I can't come there no more. Well, go let somebody tell you how good you are and how things are going to get better and better and better. And then when it all falls apart, you'll go, somebody's been lying to me. You can see we packed them out here today because everybody loves His Word. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you good things. God has good things in store for the church. The church is about to have its finest hour. The church is about to experience the finest hour it's ever had. We're going to see the greatest harvest that we've ever seen. We're going to see more healings than we've ever seen. We're going to see food multiplied. We're going to see all kinds of incredible things. Is judgment coming to America? I'm just saying when. I pray, God, that I pray, Lord, You let me check out of here before that happens. But you know what? It's coming. It's coming without one thing, without a move, without a awakening in America. We're right there at the door. But you got to get ready. You got to get spiritually ready for what God wants to do, right? So this word, Lamentations 1:9. Y'all got it? Her uncleanness is in her skirts. This is from New King James. But she did not consider her destiny. Therefore her collapse was awesome. She had no comforter. O Lord, behold my affliction, for the enemy is exalted. In Amplified, her filthiness was in and on her skirts. She did not seriously and earnestly consider her final end. Therefore, she came down from throne to slavery. She had no comforter. A New Living Translation. She defiled herself with immorality and gave no thought to her future. Now she lies in the gutter with no one to lift her out. So just close your eyes and hold your hands up. I just want you to consider. I want you to consider God's promises to us. I want you to remember His many promises He's given us in His Word. He promises us blessings if we follow Him. Y'all believe that? And He promises us curses if we deny and follow the enemy, right? God, we consider You have a destiny for us, God, and it's a good one. It's a real good one, God. So, Lord, forgive us when we've looked at the bad report. Forgive us when we think there's fear, there's things happening on our planet to fear. No, God, You have not given this church, You have not given these people a spirit of fear, but, God, for power and love and a sound mind. Consider You have a destiny. Saints, consider it. You have a destiny. Think about it. You have a destiny. Before you were formed in the womb, God knew you and He knew your destiny. Don't throw it away like Esau did on a bowl of soup. Don't throw it away for this world. Crave it. Hug it. Kiss it. Remind yourself of it. Write letters to yourself what your destiny is. Man, my destiny is to lead thousands and thousands to the Lord. My destiny is to call down fire from heaven. My destiny is whatever the Lord shows you it is. But you need to hang on to that and consider that. Consider all God's promises and His goodness to this nation. And if we start to follow Him again and cleave to Him again, this nation can once again be blessed. God is not God of the dead. He is God of the living. Let's stand up. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I know y'all have decided. Lord, I thank You for ministering angels. Hold your hand up if you got an unsaved family member. Lord, we consider Your angels who are ministers to those who are heirs of salvation. The Bible says, for God so loved the world, He so loved everyone that He laid down His life. He gave His Son's life on the cross. So God, we thank You, Lord. You have paid the price for everyone to have salvation, everyone to be the heirs of salvation. But God, that family member, that friend, that neighbor, God, I'm asking You, Jesus, that You will send forth Your angels and minister to them, that You would show them the truth, that You would show them, God, and draw them, God, and pull them in, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we've done what we can do. Now, God, we give them to You, Jesus. We call forth for Your power and Your presence, for dreams, for visions. It's time for action, God. We've done all we can do. Now, God, finish that good work. Send forth Your angels, God, that are equipped to do mighty things. God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. God, we agree. Say, I agree. I agree for everyone right now. Everyone that has financial difficulties, God. Those that are going through a financial desert, God, right now. Those who belong to you, God, pour it out on them, God. Pour it out on them, 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 pour it out on them. Blessings, 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 blessings. And you know he will pour and pour and pour and pour and keep pouring if you'll pour it back out. But once you stop that river up, you know what? You've done dammed it up and you've stopped the flow of God. Jesus, God, mighty God, sickness, bow to the name of Jesus. Bow to the name of Jesus. It had to bow for the lepers. It had to bow to the cripples. It had to bow for the blind. It had to bow for the deaf. God, you haven't changed, Lord. Forgive us. Forgive us, Lord, when we doubt you. Forgive us, Lord, when our faith is weak, God. Jesus, we know who you are, the Holy One of Israel. Who else would we follow, God? Help us, Lord. Help our nation, Lord. S.O.S. for America, God. S.O.S. Has anybody been dealing with their breathing? Your breathing is really struggling. You're struggling to breathe. And I think the Lord showed me there's an infection going on in your lung and God wants to remove it right now. If that's you, come on up here. Please come up here and let's lay hands on you. I'm not going to. Some of these other saints are. Praise God. Anybody else? You're having a really hard day. You don't know what it is, but it's an infection. Anybody else? Somebody else has an issue with your esophagus. You cough a lot and kind of choke and you can't, it's like your throat is not, I don't know, you have a hard time swallowing. Is that anybody here? If it is, you come on up here and get prayer then. You, come on up here. Prayer warriors, come on up here. Come on up here. Let's believe in Jesus' name. Let's curse infection. The blood of Jesus stops all infection. The blood of Jesus stops all infection. God, you're a provider. We've just been talking about that. Thank you, Lord. You are the great physician, God. You are the healer. You are the Lord God Almighty. Lungs right now. Speak to him. Lungs right now. Hold. Breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe in. Breathe deep. Breathe deep. Breathe deep. Now breathe it out. Deep, deep. Go, go. Infection, go. You're subject to the name of Jesus. Go, go. Everything trespassing in his body, you go in Jesus' name. Breath, breath of life. Who's breathing real good? Who's breathing real good? Has any of y'all got real strong breath? I don't mean strong breath. I mean, you got a lot of breath in you? Who does? Just blow on her. You're healed. Esophagus? You don't know? You're breathing too, huh? Okay. Jesus, first off, God, we thank you. You've repented for all the stuff you put in your body through the years, hadn't you? Me too. Lord, I thank you. That repentance is done, God. I thank you. There's no hold the enemy holds any longer on this body. I think these lungs are clean and pink and new. In Jesus' name, I thank you all the crud and all the things that were put in there by the enemy. I thank you, God, they're subject to your name. I thank you for fullness of breath in spite of the humidity, in spite of the stuff floating around in the air, God. I thank you, Jesus. Healing, deliverance, lungs, be healed. Be healed. Be healed, be whole. Shoo! Kuram. There it is. Take it. Breathe deep. Breathe deep. Breathe deep. You feel it? Breathe deep. Have you got full breath now?
I don't understand your ways.
You got a breath now? Thank you, Jesus. Tell them you got a breath now. Tell them you got a breath now.
Hold on.
Have you got a breath now? Tell them you got a breath now. Come on, tell them you got a breath now.
Oh, God.
Tell them you got a breath now.
Get a breath now.
Is that a good one?
Yes.
Hey, you know, and always, you know, if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, come down here and surrender to Him, because the time is short for all of us. If you desire to be baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit so the gifts of God will operate in you freely, come on up here. All He's doing is saying ask. And there's some folks up here that believe, and they believe God will fill you to the brim, overflowing. You don't have to leave here the same as you came in, empty. He wants you to leave full and overflowing. If that's you, come on. Don't deny His power today, man. You need it. We need it. We need you in the operating in the power of the kingdom of God.